Start of interview with A.P. Jayasurya on the 2nd of
September
1968. Sinhala Mahasabha and its formation. Oh,
yes.
I was wondering who sort of organized the first meeting, and
actually the organizer was Mr. Bandaranayake and a few others. I was one, Mr. Bandaranayake, myself, some of the organizers are no more in Land of the Green.
Who were they?
That is one Mudliya Srinarasna.
D.J. Srinarasna.
D.J. Srinarasna. And Putin Senator M.P. Swaisa. And one D.H.S. Nanayakar of Arukgoda, the Tamadira, the Panadira.
Arukgoda?
Arukgoda, Panadira.
Aruk.
Aruk.
Mr. Jayavira Kuruppu?
Son?
Mr. Jayavira Kuruppu?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Jayavira Kuruppu. And a number of others, you know, of course, in the
market. Is it correct to say that the original idea was to have a meeting which, and to form a party which they were thinking of calling the Social Democratic Party?
Formally, we wanted to have a sort of a party. There was no party system at that time in the state council day. We wanted to have some means of getting together various people that discuss the common problem coming up before the state council present the common front. But more or less didn't work. So we formed the Sinhala Mahasabha with the idea of awakening the Sinhalese also of a certain sense of responsibility.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yes. Now this original idea of forming a broad front,
yes.
Did you have negotiations and talks with Philip Gunawadna, N.M. Pereira?
No, they were not there. They were there. They were in the state council. Mm. But they didn't join because they are politics international. At that time, they were institution like Sinhala Samaj, it was a very communal.
But I thought at the first meeting where they had a large meeting and Mr. Bandaranayake was voted to the chair, and I think Mr. R.S.S. Gunawardena also was on the platform.
Who?
R.S.S. Gunawardena.
R.S.S. Gunawardena. Oh, yes, he was there at that time.
Didn't Dudley Sen Naik and Siripala, G.C.S. Korea and Kotlawal and others come for the meeting?
Yes, they used to join the parliamentary group. We had a parliamentary group. That was the purpose. They wanted to get an easy passage for their things now. Dudley Sen Naik, not that is not so much Erat Naik, Ian Uwewala, Sir John Kotalawala, then we had 18 members there, in Parliament itself, 18 members in Parliament. That was, I don't think they were honestly interested, though only a few of us were honestly interested. Others in the state council just wanted to clear an easy passage for their bills and things like that, submitted to the state council.
No, you see, I'm trying to check on some information. I was told that the first meeting, they were going to name it the Social Democratic Party, and that they had asked, there were 13 state councillors who were definitely for this party.
Yes.
And there were some others who were interested, like Dudley and others.
Sri Lanka Freedom Party. Yes. Mr. Bandaranayake wanted to make it form a party of his own. That was suggested to me. That was called the Social Democratic Party. Yeah. Then finally, we came to the Sri Lanka Freedom Party.
No, I was thinking of the earlier days.
The members in the state council into a group. And that was the idea. Then come that to all the Sinhala Mahasabha.
Was R.C. Kanangara?
Oh, yes, he was Kanangara. C.W.W. Kannagar.
Oh, C.W.W.
C.W.W.
Kannagar. Was with you?
Oh, yes. Very strong member.
Abdullah Mudalai? Mudali?
No, he was not in the 1931 government, 31 state council. 1936 he was not there. After that he never came in. He contested some seats and others, he lost.
Is it true that it was Priyadas Sirisena who got up and suggested that I propose that we call this the Sinhala Mahasabha?
Priyadas Sirisena was also one of the strong movers in the man. But I'm not quite certain whether it was true because Priyadas Sirisena suggested the name. I remember very likely because he was one of the strongest members. Very hot on it. He also had a paper called
Jati?
Singhala Jati.
Even then?
That was his paper. And he paper. Attend all these Singhala Mahasabha propaganda meetings and all, he make long speeches. Fighting speeches you make, he used to make.
What about E.W. Abegunasekara? Was he yours?
No, he was not. He was an independent, he was a man on his own, he was not on his own person, he was going to anybody.
George Di Silva?
George, I think he was a member, yes, George Di Silva.
I thought E.W. Abegunasekara and George were fairly close together.
No, not, I mean, E.W. Abegunasekara was not close with anybody as far as political views are concerned. He had his own views, his own way of thinking. Honestly speaking, E.W. Abegunasekara was not one of those who had any high political views. These all these things are adopting. He just gets sentiment done. That's all. And he just gets sentiment done. He used to do so many things for personal favors.
You see, now I know who the leaders were, but I'm also very, very interested in the, shall I say, the lieutenants, the people who assisted, who were helping to form branches in the country, who were loyal to Mr. Bandaranaike, yes, and later may have joined him in the SLFP. Who were those people in the Sinhala Mahasabha?
In the provinces?
Yes, in the provinces.
Well, we had one, J.C. Munasimha. He is a Roman Catholic, but till...
Jim Munasimha?
Jim Munasimha. But till, it's only 1960 government that he quarreled after Mr. Bandaranaike had died. No. Towards the end of 1950s government, 1959 or so, he broke away over something or other.
On what issue?
Something about the question which he found he couldn't support at the government.
School, it must be.
I don't know. So
he was there before the war. Was he one of the original members?
Yes, he was still a member of parliament in 1956. Before that, he was a strong member of the Sinhala Sabha. The last annual general meeting was held in Madanpur, his own village, his own place.
So I was wondering whether he joined in 1937, as early as that. Is he that?
He had joined the Sabha, but he came to parliament only in 1956. 1952, he contested but lost.
What about P.P. Vikramarachchi? Was he in...
P.P. Vikramarachchi, no. Not a member of the Sinhala Mahasabha. But no, I think he was a member, yes. Provincial, yes. That's right. He was a member, yes.
Did he join the SLFP later?
No, I don't think he was a member of the SLFP.
He must be UNP.
I believe it's more that way. But personally, I think he has got his own political views, you see, which are not common to any other party.
There's another Vikramarachchi, D.W. Vikramarachchi, editor of the Swadesha Mitra.
No, he was no politician.
He didn't help Mr. Bandaranaike in 19...
Well, he might have helped in some sort of way, being in publicity in his press or anything like that, something like that. But he was a very staunch admirer of Mr. Bandaranaike and the Sabha.
But he didn't officially connect
himself? No, he was not a member.
Hemapala Munidasa?
he was the editor. We had a paper called Singhalese. He was the editor of the Singhalese for several years. And he used to give rent to the Singhala Mahasabha view of the
You didn't get any help from the other literary figure, Jayanta Veerasekara?
No.
He didn't come, no.
Yeah, Jayanta Veerasekara and they are better. Jayanta Veerasekara and they are Tennukon. Ari Tennukon.
The state councillor?
Rathya Tennukon. Ari Tennukon. I think both are dead now. He is a great Singhalese scholar. He's admired, but they are not members of the party.
What about Mr. V.K. Jayawardena?
Who?
V.K. Jayawardena. Navajivana man? Gandhi?
Navajivana. No. He was not a man who was interested in politics. He was trying to give a national bias to everything. He said, why should we get on court from India and other places? We must have a...
Swadeshi.
Yes, Swadeshi. Swadeshi sort of thing. He started the handloom. And Mr. Vandaranaike also followed him. He was a very good friend. Vandaranaike followed him and he wrote a book on that. Mr. Vandaranaike on the country.
Spinning wheel and quality.
That's right.
What sort of chap was he? Was he English educated or Sinhala educated?
Oh, he was a retired station master or something. Retired station master, postmaster.
What would his home area have been?
Home,
village?
Home. Well, Lampitia. This is coming up not far from Colombo. Well, Lampitia.
His son is H.P. Jayawardena?
Who?
His son is H.P. Jayawardena. H.P.
H.P. Jayawardena. H.P. Jayawardena also nothing to do with politics. But he was the manager of a free press. We have got what is known as a free press company. This was started by Mrs. Teja Gunawalan. You see, she found it rather difficult to carry on. So she approached Mr. Bandaranaike, why don't you put in some money and carry on this press and you can do your party work and all that. So Mr. Bandaranaike agreed.
This was in the Mahasabha times or the SLFP times?
This was... To the end of the either Mahasabha or earliest LFP, I'm not quite certain about it, you see. Earliest LFP. So we also, Mr. Bandaranaike got me also put in 5,000 rupees. And he also put in 5,000 rupees, all of us became directors. I was appointed managing director.
Managing director.
And it was impossible to carry on. So especially I wanted to, Mr. Bandaranaike himself selected him. Because he was the son of that Jayawardena, the friend of Jayawardena, who was a friend of Mr. Bandaranaike. They had a press, and you know something about the press. He specially said to me, H.P. Jayawardena and all these people let us down.
It didn't work out well.
It was a very heavy loss. It went to liquidation after all, at the end.
How did H.P. get involved with Buddha Rakita?
Well, after he left us, you see, and he had nothing to do with us for some time. Then when the general election in 1956 came in, he offered his services to Mrs. Vijayawardena. Through Mrs. Vijayawardena, they told him Buddha Rakita.
He didn't come forward to contest the seat?
No, he didn't contest the seat. But he thought he was a kingmaker. And he used to run about.
Did he dress in trousers and shirt or cloth?
Who?
Or national dress?
Who?
Did he wear national dress or trousers and shirt?
No, national dress. National dress.
Where had he been educated, I mean? Education?
Educated, I believe, he hadn't much of an education. He could talk English, but I think somewhere in Kolona or some such place.
You see, I'm very interested in this background, especially sort of to go even further back, you know, in the 1920s and all. Now, take Mr. P.P. Vikramaraj.
Yes.
Was he English educated or Sinhala educated?
He purely Sinhalese educated. He understands little English, but he was purely Sinhalese educated.
Dress?
I don't think so. He's a notary by profession.
Single is not
required. Single is not required by president.
So you would have worn cloth and coat, I suppose.
Yeah. It is a cloth and manual. Mm. It is sort of a open front open manual. He was one of the biggest temperance in the very keen, very strong on the temperance movement. He's one of those people, and he fought in the temperance movement. That there are a number of people who came to the political movement through the temperance movement. He's one of those.
Was he a landowner?
Yes, he's a landowner and a notary. He's the brother of this...
Ayurvedic physician?
Ayurvedic physician, yes. Vikramarachi.
Vikramarachi. Mm-hmm. Then, can you remember a person called J.E. Gunasekara?
Who?
J.E. Gunasekara.
J.D. Gunasekara?
J.E. Mahajana Sabha man.
Mahajana Sabha.
Earlier. FR.
Before my time. Long before my time. I remember to have heard of him those days, but never had the opportunity of meeting him.
Now then, take Jayanta Veerasekara.
Yeah.
What form of dress did he wear?
White cloth and white banyan, front open banyan, sort of a shirt.
Mm-hmm. How was his English?
English is some sort of a working knowledge, mm-hmm. I mean, not very much. English is very good. He has written several books.
Where would his home have been? Home, village?
Jayanta Veerasekara. I couldn't tell you. When I knew him, he used to live at somewhere in... somewhere about along Dreeburg Lane. There's a road now specially named Jayanta Veerasekara Road. That's the place where he lived.
Mm-hmm. What social background?
Well, I don't think he has got much of a social background.
Mm.
He's a self-made man, and he got loaned among the people. And
not even lower middle class?
Huh?
Not even lower middle class?
Well, I believe he's one of the Salagama community that community belongs to. So that, in a way, that is a community that was in the forefront of the things after some time.
Then Hemapala Munidasa,
yeah.
How would his English have been?
Pardon?
English educated?
His English education is not very much. But he was really known for his Sinhalese, very good in Sinhalese.
Could he speak English?
Huh?
Could he speak English?
Could he speak?
Could he speak English?
Oh yes, sir. He could speak English. Oh, yes.
Where? Could manage.
Not very well, not very well, but he could make himself understood.
Mm-hmm. Now I was wondering whether he ever wrote articles in English.
No, he never wrote in English, always in Sinhalese, but a very fine writing in Sinhalese.
Dress?
Yes, some historical novels, and maybe some novels, some satire.
What?
Mm-hmm. You used to dress European dress, coat and trousers.
In an earlier period, there were two followers of Dharmapala called Dineti Buddhadasa and Brahmachari...
Varasinghe Harishchandra?
No. Vikramasurya.
Vikramasurya?
Did you ever meet these two?
No. The only person I met of Dharmapala was Varasinghe Dharmapriya, a man who died recently. I have met that man.
What sort of chap was he?
He was a man who was carrying on several Dharmapala's work in India, the Mahabodhi Society.
I think this Buddhadasa was from Pinwa.
Yeah. Dineti Buddhadasa, I remember the man. I was just very small at the time. I was just not coming about 15 years of age. I remember seeing him. Mm-hmm. He's also used to dress just like this. Balasinghe Harishchandra and all these people and Dharmapala at that time.
Well, did Priyadasa Sirisena know English well?
Yes, very little.
What dress did he wear in the 1930s?
Dress?
Yes.
He used to wear a cloth and a coat with a cloth collar.
So that's sort of the origins of our present national dress. Then what about D.W. Vishramarachchi, the Swadesha Mitra man?
Swadesha Mitra, he was also a great senior scholar. He had nothing to do with politics.
No, dress?
He used to dress European dress, yes, quote and also.
Command of English?
Nothing very much.
Better than Sirisena?
Better than?
Better than Sirisena, Piyadasa?
Oh, yes.
What sort of social background would he have been from?
I didn't know that much. He was a... Most likely he was taking other people.
Self-made?
Even Himapala Munidhatra. Man was educated in a Columbus school. And what comes up is a single scholar.
Columbus school, were they?
Yeah.
What school do you know?
I couldn't say. Somewhere in Columbus.
All of them have been educated in Colombo.
Maybe Anande.
And they came up on...
Mm-hmm.
Sirisena, where would he have been educated?
Huh?
Where would Piyadasa Sirisena have been educated?
Nobody knows. Very long ago he was born.
Social background, you don't know?
Nothing.
You know why I'm asking?
I remember. He could have had much of a social background. He used to go about here and there. I remember my father was a foreigner, was a young man. He was a bit of a planter, and he also used to have a support. He was a young man who was not married at that time. So this Piyadasa Sirisena went on his family. My father was also say, as a single scholar. Not to the same extent as Piyadasa and others, but he never wrote newspapers, something like that. But his knowledge he confined to daily activities. Now he was the principal director of the Dharma Temple and the president of the temperance movement there and that sort of thing. So Piyadasa Sirisena came in some way, came to Horana one day, and my father gave him food, blood and everything for about 3-4 months, he said, no, you better stay here. And then he was sitting, then from there he got some job from somewhere, from there. Then he came to Colombo, gradually came to Colombo.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's name, if I may ask?
John Pereira Jayasuriya.
John Pereira. Mm-hmm. So you didn't, he didn't give his name?
He was not a man who sought publicity. Mm-hmm. He used to say, whatever knowledge he had, it is only for his work.
What about Mudaliya D.J. Senaratna? From what background was he?
Well, he comes from a fairly good family in the village, you see. Fairly good family in a place called Kridvela in Mr. Mandarnath's constituency. Okay? His father, I believe, was a either a big landowner or a chief headman or something like that. And this man pursued a fair education and he became an interpreter Mudaliya to the land settlement department. You know, land settlement department used to do a lot of work. He ran about all over the place, settling land and see what land the crown had claimed and that sort of thing. He's called Mudaliya because of that. Then after that, he became the president of village tribunal.
So
then he retired and he was there. He joined Mr. Mandarnayake when he returned because the same consequences. Joined Mr. Mandarnayake and worked up. That is how he was.
Good man to have because he would have had wide contacts.
Yes, good single speaker. Very good single speaker.
English?
English, he can talk and he can converse freely, but I don't think he was a great scholar. Very good scholar in English.
What form of dress did he wear?
He always wore European dress.
European dress. You know, I'm asking these questions because I'm very interested. I want to to distinguish the self-made men from those who had some sort of money, and also those who had both English and Sinhalese from the others. There were two or three others I was interested in. I don't think they were in a singular Mahasabha early on, but they may have come to the SLFP.
Who?
Chandraratna Manav Singha.
No, he had nothing to do with that. In fact, off and on, he quarreled with us, understandably.
He was LSSP, wasn't he?
He was in the Lanka, I believe so. Sub-editor, something like that.
Then what about Bodhipala Vaidya Sekhar?
No idea about
that. Mm-hmm. That means he couldn't have joined you?
Not even, I don't recollect the name at all.
Now, out of these names I mentioned, were there any others, any of the Sinhala Mahasabha people who came into the Sri Lanka Freedom Party too? For instance, Mudaliya D.J. Senarathne, was he? Was he alive in 1951?
He died somewhere about 1958 or so. 58.
And throughout this period he was supporting Mr. Bandaranaike?
Pardon?
And throughout this period he was with...
All with Mr. Bandaranaike.
Mm-hmm. What about Hemapala Munidas? Did he continue to support...
He was a good singer scholar. He wrote some books. He never sought publicity, you know.
Did he join the SLFP?
Yes, he was in the SLFP.
D.W. Vikramarachchi, Swadeshamitra,
he was the editor of
Swadeshamitra.
He used to come to see Mr. Vandarnak also. But he didn't do anything very much, you see. He had left some good books.
Mr. D.H.S. Nanaikara.
Who?
Mr. D.H.S. Nanaikara.
Yes.
From what village would he be?
D.H.S. Nanaikara. He's from Arugura, I told you. Arugura, Panagura. It's about 4 miles from Panagura, 5 miles from Panagura.
What social background?
Well, good middle class.
Some land, I suppose. Educated in Colombo or Panagura?
Educated in Panagura. Down, but the English education is not much. It's in Midland. Sinhalese is very well.
Fairly good in Sinhalese.
You can't say he's a scholar, but by constant teaching he got used to it and could make a good speech. He was for several years the VC chairman of that Padre Dalbati Bandar.
Dress? What form of dress?
He used to be, also used to wear a cloth and a tunic coat.
Is he still alive?
He came to see me about 3 quarters ago.
I was not sure if someone told me this, then I must see him.
It must be some other Nanaikara. This man is still alive. But he was the man who was connected with the Bandaranaike. One Nanaikara was connected with Mr. Bandaranaike, who is supposed to have brought about Mr. Bandaranaike's marriage, supposed to have acted as a marriage broker.
DHS?
Yes, yes. With Mr. Nanaikara.
What about this Navaratna, who is the MP for Minipay?
Who?
Navaratna.
H.M. Navaratna. Yes. MP for Minipay?
Yes.
He came quite recently.
He's a fairly young man.
He's a young chap. He must be about 38 or 40.
But didn't he help Mr. Irangaratna in the first election?
Yes, Mr. Irangaratna. He always helped Mr. Irangaratna, whatever it is.
So he is a chap who has gradually risen within the party, no?
Yes.
He was a...
He gradually joined the SLFP and gradually worked in it and helped Mr. Langaratna, previous people, and with your sister, all of us, he got the nomination for him. One reason was that there was no better than me to deliver. So we took him forward and helped him, and he won.
But in 56 he didn't contest the seat.
No. He contested only first time in 1965. 1960 also he contested, but lost. About this Sringala Mahasabha, one thing that Sringala Mahasabha did was at Anuradhapura. When the Sringala Mahasabha went and held their first anniversary meeting at Anuradhapura, the procedure of the Sringala people were very poor. There was a single Sringalese lawyer at the bar.
No, Anuradhapura bar?
Yeah. No Sinhalese, not a single Sinhalese in the urban council of Anuradhapura. So, Mr. Bandaranaike held the Sinhala Mahasabha annual celebrations at Anuradhapura 3 years in succession. And the first thing he did was, he felt the need of a good lawyer there. But Sinhalese people were rather timid there, that there was nobody to fight their throne. So Mr. Bandaranaike brought in a brother of Mr. George Silva, George G.D. Silva, one Timothy D. Silva. He was at Nuradia. Mr. Bandaranaike knew him as a good fighter. Brought him to Anuradhapura. And Mr. Bandaranaike as a spectator, the man simply commanded the whole practice there within very short time.
So he was a member of the Sinhala Mahasabha?
He was a member of the Sinhala Mahasabha.
Was he on the executive committee? Was he on the committee?
Oh yes, he was a committee, very important member, Sinhala Mahasabha. Very important member. And he would have been a very great man if he had lived. Unfortunately, he met with an accident, you see. But died.
If he was a member, how was it that his younger brother didn't join?
Who were? George. They were different, quite different. They were very good friends. George and Silva always with Mr. Bandaranaike, but then he also couldn't give up Mr. D.H. Narayake. The more he went to them.
He had acquired lots of assets.
That's right. So, the present position of Anuradhapura was entirely due to Mr. Bandaranaike. The separation of the modern city from the ancient city was entirely due to that. He set that idea, but I was also in the executive committee of local government, and then he worked very hard on it. And then, after Mr. Bandaranaike left the UNP government, till he came back in 1956, nothing had been done. It is only after he came in 1956, all the rest of the thing was done, which is our separation.
Who were the on the committee of the Sinhala Mahasabha when it was first formed?
Myself, Jayavira Kurupu, with Nanayakara.
Nanayakara?
Yes. This Murdya Senarasa. Even Mr. Ratnak was. We both were only
51.
Yes.
R.S.S. Gunawatma?
R.S.S. Gunawatma, yes.
Was he one of the key men in the movement?
Oh, yes.
He was very close to Mr. Bandaranaike.
Mr. Bandaranaike.
Who was the secretary? That's a very important post.
Myself. And MP Delta.
Present Senator. And D.J. Senarathan was never secretary.
Who?
D.J. Senarathan.
He was not one secretary. I believe he was... he didn't play a sword in the office.
Senarathan. I was wondering whether you all had any minutes and whether you kept records.
Huh?
Did you keep records of the meeting?
The records are that Mr. Bandaranaike, they told. Oh, records were there. all of Mr. Bandar United States.
I'll tell you something very interesting.
I've heard about these Maldanta resolutions,
yes.
But I also heard something else, that at the same time, Mr. Bandaranaike was placed in a very awkward position,
yes.
Because he found that the director of the health services,
yes.
Was not following out, carrying out his policy. Is that correct? Dr. Vikramasinghe?
Yes, he had some communication with him.
And he tried to bring some charges against him,
yes.
But he was forced to go before the Public Service Commission,
yes.
And this fellow hired a lawyer and asked some very awkward questions,
yes.
And therefore he had to give up this case,
mm.
And he was therefore placed in a very awkward position.
Mr. Bandaranaike?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure about that, but I remember there was some trouble with him.
Was it at the same time? If you look at the dates, we can...
That was in 19... The government formed immediately after independence.
Yes.
1954, the government. And I think he felt that Mr. B.S. Sinanayake had encouraged the campaign. He said that.
Quite
possible. Yes, quite possible.
And did he feel that they were... cutting his financial vote, hindering him, harassing him?
No. Who?
Did Mr. Bandaranaike feel that D.S. Sinanayake and Kothalawala and others...
Yes, sir. That happened actually. That happened actually. They did harass him.
In what way?
You see, they ignored him completely. In a cabinet meeting, for John Kothalawala, he insulted him openly. Various things and all that. You know. The whole thing, that portion is given in a little book written by Harin Kora.
I know him.
The book. That thing is written so beautifully. That book, that's a book.
In fact, going back to earlier period,
yes.
Can you remember when Mr. Bandaranaike went abroad? He was in the executive committee,
yes.
Of local government.
Yes.
He went abroad and they had to appoint an acting minister. And there was a contest between R.S.S. Gunawardena,
yes,
and Sripal Samarakodi.
Yes, yes.
Were you on the same committee then?
I wasn't in the committee.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a lot of canvassing?
There were a lot of canvassing. Lots of canvassing. But Sripal Samarakodi happened to be a very good friend of mine. Even before he joined the State Council, a very good friend of mine, Arthur Dinan also was a very good friend. Very good friend, I must say. He found something with David Kuruwar, he was also a very good friend. But when these people forward, Arthur Dinan was so close. I said, Arthur, I'm very sorry. I have committed my time. I can't do anything. See? So, David Kuruwar expected support for a relation of his one deal with Prera. But, it didn't get much support anyway. So, then...
Gilbert Pereira for what? Relation
what is... What is post of Assistant Committee Local Government. Arvind, he expected Arvind Dinwadana support. And Arvind Dinwadana didn't get that support. So, the Jagra Kuritu was not going to support him. Rasik Fari came forward himself. Okay. So, the voting stood like this. R.S.S. Gunawardena had the vote of an Indian general and by the name of Natesh Iyer. Sripal Samarakodi had my vote. Jayavira Kuruttu refused to vote. And R.S.S. Gunawardena, no,
Rasik Farid was on his own.
I believe this
rather hurried. I wonder whether he has anybody's vote. Probably he has somebody's vote. So that each got one vote. R.S. Ajjunwagan, Sripadi Samarapati, and Rathik Parini. Okay. So now they have to draw lots. That is laid down the constitution. Susanta Dikonse was presiding as the deputy speaker. He was presiding. So he had six lots put in wrote up the paper. In one only the minister, his signature, that carries the minister. So the first round all do blank. Second round, Arthur Jinwadi the first, Rasik Farid in second, then three times round, last he gets it.
He got it that way.
Yeah.
But I heard that they were trying to bring the caste issue also into play there.
No, that's not correct. Because there's one thing that Mr. Bandana would never have tolerated. One man, you see, whatever people say, I know it personally very well. The caste feeling is simply it's not in him.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite positive about
that.
Yeah. But however, while that is so, as a political tactician, when it came to the strategy for elections, he took that into account, didn't he?
Mr. Bandaranaike?
Yes, in the sense that the caste, the community interest when it comes to choosing candidates, when it comes to maintaining your popular base of support, I think he was very mindful of the interests of various classes. He tried to...
You mean delimitation something?
No, not delimitation. You know, he tried to give something to all the community.
That's right. In fact, it was he who appointed the last delimitation commission, Mr. Talgoda Pitya. He appointed. Only one advice he gave to Talgoda Pitya. I said, Talgoda Pitya, there are so many communities in this country. Please see that every community, among the neighbors, at least in one city. That's the only advice I gave him.
But isn't it correct to say that if you contrast 1965 and 1956, isn't it correct to say that the failure of the SLFP in the 1960s, the relative failure?
1960?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, in 1965.
No, 65.
Was that they did not maintain the support of the various small communities. Whereas Mr. Bandaranaike always made sure that he had their support.
I think, in my personal opinion, I may be wrong. 1965, we lost solely because we had the coalition some of the time.
Because the coalition.
But I think I'm not far wrong.
No, but you see, I was thinking of Ashoka Karunaratne.
Yeah.
He crossed over. Therefore, his community went a bit the other way.
That's right.
Then later on, C.P. De Silva and his crowd left.
Yes.
And in some areas, even the K community, which were formerly with SLSP, went to the UNK. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And even the...
In our government, in the 1966 government, there's only one K minister, that is Sam P.C. Fernando, as Minister of Justice. That's all.
Is there any community in which the Navandan people are strong? Is there any constituency? I don't think they can elect.
They can't. Just cut it all over. They can't. Ashok Karunaratne can. They can. You see?
The Matthews and people can.
And this... in the Kandin area, you see, there are certain other communities like Jatika, that community, that's strong. In fact, Mr. Bandaranaike constituency, you know, pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't elect one candidate.
But
their numbers were enough to be a very good helping hand to anybody. So they always voted with Mr. Bandaranaike.
Can you tell me something about the formation of the FLSP after Mr. Bandaranaike crossed the floor?
Yes.
And a few others crossed the floor with him, and he formed the party? Were you there at the inaugural meeting?
Yes.
Who were the key people?
The people who actually convened the public meeting were these: Mr. Bandaranaike, myself, Mr. George R. De Silva, Mr. Srinivas Sankar, Jayavira Kuruppu, RSS Srinivasan.
RSS was there at the first.